Welcome to Mixed Noise, episode 72. Today's November 5th, 2014. I'm Marcus.
I'm Jesse.
And Jesse, remember the 5th of November and something happened and like something blew up. Mm-hmm. I think that's how that goes. Yeah. Hmm. And you need to remember, Jesse, to vote. Did you vote?
No.
Jesse, that is like the one thing you're supposed to do on this. On like, I'm an American. Oh, did you vote? No.
All right. No. I don't know, man. Like, I do feel like an asshole for not voting, but at the same time, I just don't. Because I live in Oklahoma.
Yeah, you're apathetic. I know.
But the thing with you, like, you live in El Paso, so it's like. Well, no, you don't live in El Paso. That's right. Never mind. You live in Austin. Yeah. I don't know. I just don't like. I live in a lot in Oklahoma, and it's already like written in stone. Like, this is a red state. Nothing's going to change here. Stop trying.
But you can vote on a local level. Vote for a city rep, if nothing else.
But these city reps already got themselves paid and shit. I don't want to.
There might have been some propositions you could have voted for or against. No.
It's just, nothing's going to change here, so I'm just like, eh. I don't know. I would need to organize like a group in order to get some like real change.
Right. You'd have to try, and trying's hard.
Right. Not just me voting and changing, just...
That's what everybody thinks, but if more of you thought the other way, then
a whole group, if I organize a group and say, hey, let's do this.
Yeah, but then you just end up selling drugs, and Jesse, that's not the way to get change done.
Did you vote?
Just gotta vote. No, I didn't vote for shit. No, it's because like I was like, how do I go about doing this? Like, I don't think I can vote in El Paso. I think that's actually illegal at this point, having not lived there for most of the year. I was like, do I have to like register again? And I was like, nah, fuck it. It's just too much work. I don't know anything about these candidates over here anyways. Yeah. So I just didn't. But next time I will, Jesse.
Me too. Republicans are back in...
They got everything. We fucked up, Jesse. We fucked up.
I think it's because the Democrats, these representatives of Democrats, like sending governors or whatever, over the past couple of years, they haven't been really like...
We got hyped up. We had hope. And then it was like, then nothing happened.
For him. And then all the people who really vote for Democrat was like, well, I'm not going to vote for him, so I'm not going to vote for Republicans, so I'm not going to vote at all.
that's what happened. You should vote third party, I would think.
Yeah, that's true. But, like, it just tells me, like, a lot of rich white people went out to vote. Yeah, no
old
worries.
People, too, dude. Old people. Yeah. They come out and vote. Yeah. Yup.
Are you terrified? I'm kind of terrified. What's going to happen now?
Yeah, dude. Like I said, we fucked up. And now they got like 2 years to just run wild, really.
Get rid of Obamacare, shut down the government, cut school funding.
We fucked up. I don't think they can get rid of Obamacare yet, though.
They're going to try their damn hardest, though.
Dude, they've been trying their damn hardest. That's all they do.
But it's get over it, man.
Can you guys help out the economy or like the Nate? No, fuck Obamacare.
Hey, didn't the budget like get shrunk down to 500 mil?
Dude, I don't know. You talking about the deficit?
Yeah.
The deficit shrink, it's a great historical rate, but still, it's still a deficit. Like, it's still not good, guys.
It's not 1 trillion, though.
It's like, it doesn't suck as much, but it still sucks.
When I hear trillion, I just think, like, damn.
Yeah,
like,
I'm still stuck on the million.
As long as it's not a trillion, that would be my goal as a president, just to keep it from the trillion.
I'm glad you're not a president.
I know.
That'd be my goal. How many like nations have we eradicated? Zero.
Good.
I think I did a pretty good job then.
Good shit.
Yeah, good on me.
Right there.
Good shit. Huh. Yeah, dude. But, hey, another problem is that... young people, I don't know if you check Reddit or really any sort of social media site, we're like, oh, this state legalized marijuana. All right, guys. Like, fuck you. Yeah. Fuck you guys. That's all you care about. Is it legal yet? Yeah, it's getting there, guys.
Might as well, right? I don't know.
I have nothing against it. It's like, yeah, sure, let's legalize it. But, like, it shouldn't dominate the conversation the way it does. You know what else we should dominate the conversation with instead, then?
What?
Extramarital affairs.
I have only one thing to do, and that's be the way that I am, and then sink back into the ocean.
Oh, yeah. Just the worst kind of affairs, dude. They're terrible at it.
Yeah. So, the affair, and Jesse, you were right. They did not fuck last episode.
I told you.
I could have sworn they did. Yeah. And that's pretty much what he said, too.
It was a finger action. That was pretty much it. But they fucked a lot in this episode.
Was it a lot or was it twice?
I feel like it was four.
Really? I thought it was like twice. I thought it was once at the hotel and like once at her house.
No, but they went back to the hotel.
But they didn't do anything.
That starts right. They cut it off.
He was going to go down on her. Then she went like, no. You see my cuts? Oh, no.
Yeah. It was kind of a deep episode. It was really cool to watch. A lot of dialogue going on. More, I don't know. Kept the dialogue interesting. her
Yeah, there was
opening up
definitely
to,
movement.
Noah about her kid, and then like just throughout the whole episode was just like her, both of them are kind of having second thoughts with like what they're doing, and she kept on bringing it up to his face that you're married, blah blah blah, and you have kids, and she's married too.
It felt like more like she was viewing them as as an item at that point, since she likes cutting herself so much. Hey, let's cut ourselves. And her version of that was like, hey, look in the mirror, you're shitty too. Look how shitty we are. Yep. You're super shitty, guys, but why are you bringing it up? That's sort of a mood killer.
Yeah, and like when Noah got that phone call at the bar, felt his anger, felt his like
This
disappointment
is
with
why I'm cheating on you,
himself.
bitch.
Like he just, at that moment, he was like had so many thoughts going through his head. Like, oh, man, like doing, what am I doing?
I'm doing me.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
But the balls of them to just fuck in their house, though. God, really?
Yeah, I could have sworn it's like, wait, when does this guy get back from work again? Like, at first I thought he was in the house when they were, like, making out outside. I was like, what? What are you? No! And then, no, we're gonna fuck. In the same bed, Jess.
Yeah, no, dude, he was gone from his house like all day, and then his wife called, like his daughter called telling him that his wife's sick. He didn't go check on her, and I can't imagine what's gonna happen in the next episode.
Hold on, honey. I need to bust a nut just real quick. And then again. And then again. Just real quick.
They're
I'll
just
be back
all like
soon.
out in the open, and people know them now. People are like, "Hey, your wife's there." He's like, "It's not his wife. This is dangerous. This is gonna be
Well, that was
trouble."
because they were all like in an island somewhere. It was
Yeah,
like
I
this
know
weird
that.
middle fairy ground area.
Fuck, man. Still, like, it's too risky, man.
Yeah. And on the other hand too, like when they had to pay cash for their hotel room. If you're gonna do that, guys, go to a shittier hotel, please. Don't pay $220 just to fuck.
Never been that. Oh, never mind.
What, you pay 220? Go to somewhere cheaper, dude. Go to Motel 6. What the fuck?
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Don't waste money on that shit.
Yeah, I know. I know, man. I don't know. I like this episode more than the last one, though, or the one
And
prior
they
to
also
previously.
changed up the formula a bit. They
Kind
continued the
of.
story. They continued the
Yeah, I
story.
dig that. I dig that.
I was like super surprised when that happened. I was like, oh, they're gonna end it with them fucking again. Great. But then, oh,
And then
wait,
we got
look,
to
this is them
see.
actually fucking. Yeah.
And then we were getting, I was like, all right, now we got to see what happened during that time when Allison left Noah. You know, during the time what she did, whatever. But
Nope,
they just
fucking.
continued on, I guess, because both of those stories are kind of similar, maybe. I don't know. There was nothing else to say.
I don't know, or maybe like now they're like trying to say, okay, we gave you an idea of what Noah's site's like and what her site's like. Now we're mashing them up together, and what you're seeing still isn't the truth, but you got to discern whose part is what as far as the story you're seeing
Yeah,
goes.
I kind of want to know who Allison called, like in present time, during the
Noah.
interview. Because no, I don't know.
Nah, it wouldn't make sense to be Noah. I just don't like how the cops like just followed her out the door. What kind of shit was that?
Then she just lights a cigarette and just throws it on the ground. I was like, what a waste of a cigarette.
Yeah,
Waste your money there,
that
huh?
didn't make any sense. Like one puff and then oh, buy a cigarette. Well, you can save it for later. You could do that, right? You could put it out a
Yeah.
little bit and put it back in. Okay, whatever. Just guess she's rich now or something, Jesse. Who knows?
Who knows? So I don't know. I guess that's it for the affair, right?
For the affair, yeah, it's definitely a better episode than last week. I think for sure.
Oh, the preview didn't really give me anything to look forward to. It looked like a mash between all like the rest of the episodes, kind of. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just excited to see what Noah's wife's going to say when he gets home. That part's going to be fun.
Oh, maybe she's gonna die of her sickness. That's what you get when you laugh at a guy when he's. And that was a difference too, where like he pretty much did the same thing with her, and she didn't laugh at him.
All he wants, man. Don't laugh at me when I'm
Just
banging you.
yeah, and look it in your eyes. Look at me and don't laugh. Just do that, please.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So I liked little bits like that throughout this episode. It was really great. And I think that they played the kid thing up well, because yeah, we knew kid's dead, but they didn't tell us why or how it happened anyways. And so that reveal like worked for us as well as Noah.
I kind of figured he drowned. I think drowned on a surfing accident, maybe boat.
Really? See, I thought the kid got sick. Why'd you think he drowned?
There was something about the surfing that Cole, her husband Cole, did that she had a problem with.
Oh, really?
Oh, we forgot to
Oh, I
mention
see.
last episode that how Cole used his dead kid in that meeting. Well, that was
I thought
fucked
we did
up.
mention that.
I don't think we did. I know we mentioned them getting in a fight, but we didn't
Oh,
mention.
because she could because she was pissed that he used the dead kid. Yeah, and that was the thing. I'm sort of on the shitty diner owner side. Like, why can't he open a bowling alley? Let him open a bowling alley, guys. What the sh why?
Someone changed, man. That's how Lawton deals with shit here. I don't want no bowling. We won't even have a bowling alley down the street.
But it was like just to like allow him to do it. It wasn't like, oh, I don't want to pay for your bowling alley. It's like, no, he just wants like the permit. Just give him the permit. If it fails, it fails. If not, then hey, you don't have to go. We're not saying you have to go bowling.
Who knows, man? Little towns, that's why they are.
Ah, little towns. Get out, Jess, please.
Like there's this like land that people argue with over here over some bullshit. It's like this guy wants to build a strip mall and or like an outlet or something like that, and people are like, "No, we want it. That's our land. We inherited it." Blah.
I'm confused if it's not. Wait, it's whose land?
This guy wants to build something on this land, and these people who owns the land doesn't want to give up. Pretty much,
Well,
that's
they
how it
can't give
goes.
land. I mean, they can't force someone to sell their land.
I'm just like, come on, man. Just what are you doing with
Except when
it?
the government forces somebody to sell their land. I forgot about that one.
Or like, what are you doing with it? Come on, just what are you doing? Bet you forgot about
Yeah.
this land too, huh? Until you
I
got a
mean,
notice or something. Hey, no, I want it. It's mine.
is it in a prime location or it just happens to be where he wants it?
It's a good location.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they just want a better price for it.
You're whack. Well, I guess that's it for the fair. What else are we gonna get
It's
into?
Walking Dead.
Woo!
I think it's called The Walking Dead. I'm not entirely sure this is the same show we've been watching.
Marcus,
So, oh wait, no, that's right. It did happen to be The Walking Dead at the end.
did this
That's true.
episode, was this
This
episode
is your
weird to you?
spinoff, Jesse. It was weird in a lot of ways. A, that they focus on Beth, because who the fuck gives a shit about Beth? B, that it's this weird setup that they have in that hospital, where A, they happen to have a shit ton of medicine to fix all these people. B, that these people wouldn't want to voluntarily stay if it's so safe in there. And then C, that somehow the system worked without, like, I don't know, a riot earlier or anything earlier. It's just, it didn't work for me, Jesse.
It didn't work for me because of the plot, and also I don't know if the lady, the boss lady, she was weird, and I don't, she acted weird. Like she was as an actress, she was weird. Like she just the way she said her lines and stuff, and just like you're not a good actress at all. I don't like it. And I think this is a different director because I think the first like couple episodes were directed by the Fast and Furious dude, and just the way this whole episode was shot, it was and chopped up and cut right. It was just like way off. What's going on right now?
What, Jesse, you don't like lollipop rape?
No, I don't. Yeah.
Well, you're a loss, I guess.
It
But yeah, dude, I don't know. It was just really weird to
just had him
me.
weirded
Chris was
out a
here for
little
some
bit.
reason. Everybody hates him. Why is he here?
Yeah.
And then yeah, I just I don't know. Really, okay, so just real quick, Beth wakes up, hospital room. They say, "Yo, you gotta we saved you. Now you owe us for that." And you're right, especially the way she said that too. That weird delivery almost felt like this should be in a comic book, which, by the way, Jesse, the storyline, not in the comics, at least not the ones I've read.
I felt like it was a dream the whole time. Just the whole dialogue. It just felt like a dream.
It should have been, because it was so unrealistic. It was surreal. It's definitely a surreal experience. So Beth does that whole thing. There's a doctor dude who seems relatively nice, except for, he's a bit of a coward, and he pretty much shows that when he has the other doctor killed.
When he shows up and he's like, "I don't want him to take my spot because then they kill me, blah, blah." Like, I
Yeah.
understand, but still. Like, really? You're gonna go that extra measures?
I mean, no half measures, Jesse. But I got it. I understood that. I don't like how well, what do you call it? How they're wasting water on laundry?
Yeah, that
Like
bothers me.
yeah. Why? Why? That should be the first thing to go. This constant laundry service. It felt like I was watching Orange is the New Black or something. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at Rick's group, I don't think I've ever seen them do laundry until they're at the farm.
No, they
And
did
then,
it before the farm. Remember when they were at the river
oh
and
yeah,
Laurie was
well,
saying you should be a woman and wash laundry?
they're
Okay,
using a
Laurie.
river, so I'm
But
just
they're at least
saying.
like, I mean, they're washing. That
Yeah.
was like the one time I saw it. But yeah, I don't know, man. This is weird. So really, let's talk about what there's actually something to talk about. The ending, essentially. So when Beth and Chris try to escape, Chris gets away. I mean, his leg's fucked up, but he gets away. And Beth gets taken back and all that shit happens. And then we see Carol gets brought in at the end when Beth was about to kill a doctor.
So they're gonna fuck shit up together.
Yeah. Well,
Yeah.
so
Especially
how
Carol,
do you
because
think
Carol's
this.
insane at this point.
Yeah. So now I amend my statement from last week about who was in the bushes
It's
at the
Chris.
end. Yeah, it's Chris and Daryl, 'cause he met up with them, some shit went down, Carol got taken down or kidnapped, whatever you want to call it, 'cause I'm not sure how Beth got taken in the first place. I don't think they ever actually explained how that happened.
No, I wish they did, but it was all weird because They said they found her with like a bunch of zombies. I don't remember that.
No, I could have sworn they said they found her like with dudes who like kidnapped her.
Mm.
But no, she was with a bunch of zombies. That was the house. They even showed it in the flashback. That was the house her and Daryl were at when they were going to bang.
They were supposed to bang.
They were supposed to bang so hard there.
But no, like, yeah, Carol and Beth is going to fuck shit up in the hospital. And I don't know, but Daryl and Rick and everybody, they're going to go to that hospital, right? They have to go back to Atlanta.
Yeah, which apparently wasn't that bad after all, if these people are making it.
Yeah.
But yeah, because at first, at the end, when I saw them bring in Carol, I thought, oh, she's faking it. Like, this is just the Trojan horse just to get inside and help out Beth. But then I thought about that Bush thing, and I was like, oh, hmm. So now I'm wondering what happened as far as them getting a hold of Carol.
Yeah, but
we'll see.
Hey, the preview, though, has nothing to do with Rick and them.
Has nothing to do with them. So it's them still in that goddamn hospital. I figured as much.
They're not at the hospital.
Oh, they're not.
We're going to talk about the redhead army dude and everybody else. Yeah.
Ooh, that's cool. That's good. I'm interested in that. I'll take that.
Losing his mind, so
yeah. Oh.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, we'll see. Okay, you know what? They better not be in the hospital until the midseason finale. That would be some bullshit. That would be some shit, dude.
I need some Rick, man.
Got Rick last week.
That's all I get. Like, I'm just like, I'm.
That's all you get.
That's all I'm watching, like, for this Beth episode. I was like, man, I really want to see some Rick scenes here.
Yeah, you should just go to YouTube and get the scene where he went on crazy on the dudes who were going to rape his son.
Or when he's saying scene. No to Carl. No. Yeah. No.
Coral. Yep. So this Walking Dead episode, I think, is definitely not as good as the other ones. I think there's a lot of big flaws in the episode. Just the way that, like, the whole premise was pretty flawed to me. So I think that alone is what sort of drove down the quality. You mentioned the editing things. I didn't really see that too much. I think I just couldn't get over how fucked up just the premise was. I think it's better. Like, if this storyline had popped up earlier in the Walking Dead, like, series, it would have been done way worse. So I think they're at least managing, like, they took a bad premise and they did what they could with it, essentially. That's what it looked like.
I agree.
I'm surprised they didn't use. Oh, that was the other thing too. Like, they're listening to records and shit, like on their inside of the hospital. I'm surprised they didn't use that opportunity for more product placement. Apparently, we have this soundtrack in the series now where they have to put in some random song here and there.
Bro,
but you haven't noticed that in all these episodes? They're like playing more music now. Yeah, they're doing it a lot more. It's really off-putting. But yeah, so that was The Walking Dead. Let's move on to something a little more lighthearted.
Hey girl, what you doing? Hey girl,
who's that girl? Hey girl.
Oh, guess what? Marcus, they changed the theme song on us.
Yeah, I was so pissed. I was like, "What? So this is what we're doing now, huh?"
I said, "No."
This is it.
I said, "No," loud. I was like, "No."
I said to you, I was like, "This is some bullshit."
Who are you trying to do? Grow up on me? No.
And like, it looks so amateurish too. Like, it looked like such a sitcom.
I
was actually thinking Mindy Project almost looks better than that shitty intro. But it doesn't, because Mindy Project's really a really bad intro.
Aside from the new theme song, whatever they have going on with the guitars and shit.
Pop episode.
Yeah, funny episode. Great. Dealing with what's his name? Winston, who has a visit from his I wouldn't say chief
lady. No, that's not right.
Who is it?
It's just some police lady.
Oh, okay. She's doing like an in-house visit to see if Winston's a good cop. Could be a good cop.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, his friends are terrible.
They like made things worse. They should have just gone to the outlet mall. Why did they even have to be there? Do cops really go through this? I was thinking, like, this doesn't sound right.
I don't know. But, like, hey, we're going with it. This? We're going with it.
I guess so.
And then, what's her name? Jess has a bag of meth in her room. So that starts off the shenanigans.
Shenanigans they were. We got Nick singing.
Oh yeah, and him sweating, and what the lady tells him, it looks like your body's crying.
Yeah. Him sweating, his weird truths that he likes to tell when he's sweating, yes. His nervous moonwalk backwards. Nick's greatest hits.
And the scene in the bathroom when they're like, when Winston shows up and she's like, is meth is legal?
Qualified medicinal meth.
This is funny. And then, what else? Nick trying to give her grapes. He's like, you want me to put a grape in your mouth?
Yeah. Or when they offered it to her earlier, she's like, no, I've already had my grape for the day. It was good all around. I really liked the way they sold everything. They even had Coach, like, it's weird. They sent Coach off on his own to do stuff, but he did it pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
But he tried picking up a kid at the.
I'm just tired of that joke, though. I think I've seen that joke in another show, and I'm just like, I'm tired of it.
I don't know. I think Coach sold it better than normal, just because how self-aware he was. Because I think other shows sell it as being much more like they're just trying to do it, and it's like, oh, look, he's coming across as a child molester.
Yeah.
But here, because he's like, oh, aware at every turn, he's like, oh, fuck it. He just like leaves because of it. Because he can't
get my face. Just come forget out it.
Yeah. I thought it worked that way because of it. So it was good for me.
Them lining up on the wall and ladies going back there, and she finds the supposed meth, finds out that it's actually just clay rocks, I think.
It was aquatic, like aquarium rocks.
But that, them just talking amongst themselves is pretty funny. I forgot what one of the jokes they said, but Nick just, like, the whole episode of just watching Nick sweat is just kills me. Kills me.
Would you try to pee in an electrical outlet?
To see fireworks.
See if he can make lightning.
No, I wouldn't. That's where me and Nick differs. But as far as, like, finally, being nervous about a
finally
lie,
somewhere you differ.
Yes, me and Nick right there. We're like that.
So what you're saying, Jesse, is that you can't cheat.
I can't cheat. I can't lie. You can't ask me questions about it.
All right, so you can cheat, but only if nobody asks any questions.
You ask me questions, I'm going to tell you.
Where were you all night? Oh.
I don't know. I don't know where I was. But, as far as, like, the season, the way it's going, I told you, like, I've just given up on the story. I'm just like, it's a sitcom, and
yeah,
it's the new age Friends, I guess, whatever, and I'm down. I'm digging with that. Keep it funny.
I'm telling you, there wasn't really a story till like, the end of season one.
I don't know.
And then season two when it kicked in. There's never really been that much of a thread until, like, last season when they just happened to do relationship stuff every week. And this week, there's actually a change of that. It's gonna be Cece and Schmidt first.
Duh. But yeah, as far as the important stuff, they're gonna get back together. Maybe not this season, probably next season. They're getting back together.
I think end of this season, like when it comes back from its break, they're gonna start putting in more hints. Maybe she gets in a serious relationship and he gets jealous, or vice versa. Hopefully
like
vice
it.
Versa.
We're having another Thanksgiving episode. Excited?
Not really. I don't think I've ever really been a fan of Thanksgiving episodes. Now if you said True American, on the other hand, I would have been very excited.
It's True American means something big's about to happen.
Yeah, pretty much. And it's also it's always an amazing episode if there's True Americans involved. But yeah, I mean, I don't think there's really much else to say about New Girl except, hey, great episode, guys. I'm glad we waited for this. And that's not just me being pissed off at baseball, but mostly that.
That was a great series, though. It was worth it.
No, it was never worth it. Baseball is never worth it. I sacrifice so much for a sport I don't give a shit about. Can we just please not do this anymore?
I don't understand your tweet about the South Park and baseball. Did they cancel their season for baseball? Because baseball wasn't even on that show, like on that channel.
Did South Park? Oh, it's because they there was a week where, like, the same week of baseball where South Park said, no, we're not having an episode this week, not till next week. And there's, like, no other reason they would have done that except for baseball. Why else would they take a break?
I don't know, man.
They're like, yeah, we're real big baseball fans, so that's what we were doing this week. We forgot to make an episode. Oops. Sorry. I think that's what happened, because I think they're baseball fans. Pretty sure. But anyways, let's move on to the last show that both you and I watched together. And I mean together.
How to Get Away with Murder?
No. Oh, that's true. I guess we did watch. Oh, fuck yeah. No, you're right. Fuck me. All right, there's two shows left. Yeah, let's do How to Get Away with Murder first then.
Yeah.
All right.
An improvement of an episode here, Marcus.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely, definitely. And it's weird. I feel like they didn't do too much in the main storyline. Like, in as much as the actual case, like, of helping out Rebecca.
Yeah. The only thing they learned is, oh, wait, does this happen at the end of the episode? Where she plants the phone on the football player dude?
She plants the phone? I thought the dude planted the phone.
Well, she has a dude plant the phone. It's her idea.
Right, right. At the end of the episode, the guy is essentially caught doing it. Like, there's evidence of him doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it was more like they revealed it at the end of, like, oh, and look, now he's the biggest suspect because she was cheating. And then like the police guy's like looking at the evidence of how they got that evidence essentially.
I wonder what he's gonna do with it.
I don't know. I mean, maybe he's gonna fuck the, what's her name, without the makeup.
Viola Davis. Stop it.
Yeah, Viola Davis.
Viola. I don't know. Stop it.
I would say Viola, but I don't know who she is. She's actually a person apparently.
She is. She's good.
Like,
she's
I should
good
know
actress.
Who she is.
She's awesome.
What was she in?
Traffic. And also, I know her from The Help.
Sure, it wasn't The Blind Side.
No, it wasn't The Blind
What the
Side.
Fuck? God damn. Okay.
Antoine
okay,
Fischer.
Well,
it's a good movie.
Well, I mean, it's no 12 Years a Slave, I guess.
No, because, you know, Django Unchained's the best slave movie of all time.
We
went through this. We went through
it. But it's not. It's such
it
a
is.
Mess of a movie.
No, it's not. It's the best
such
slave
a mess
movie
of a racist
all
movie.
Time. No debates. No further questions.
I don't. But anyways, How to Get Away with Murder. So the main case of the week, like you mentioned before, is definitely interesting this time.
Yeah.
I was gonna say more something, but I was like, it was just interesting.
Yeah,
like they good job team, you actually did something right for one.
Yeah, this guy on death row who mistakenly killed this girl. There's a lot of corruption going on in this case, dealing with our man Bennett from Orange is the New Black, his dad, who like pretty much was bought to God, give him like I guess what was the whole reason behind that?
It was pretty much it was brought to his attention that one of the witnesses had perjured themselves, and instead of calling a mistrial or whatever the judge could do as a result of having that information or at least bringing it to light, he was convinced to keep it under wraps in exchange for getting that is it federal judgeship by that senator.
Yeah.
And the senator kept it under wraps because they were trying to. What was it? You're trying to build the shit there?
Yeah, like the housing development or something like that. And something like this is familiar to me because Donald Sterling, the old Clippers owner, he did that for a while. Like, he would be prejudiced against blacks and everybody, or like the minorities pretty much, because own or in their building, or in his building.
I mean, who does?
I don't know. That's not fair. Yeah,
it
but
isn't fair. I moved in this building first. Why do they get to come in? Oh wait. Oh, we're talking about two different things. Oh no. I'm sorry, Jesse. I'm so sorry.
Well, you said that what annoyed you was because of the way they helped out this dude to get off death row. He was at 2 weeks left to go to like to be killed, or maybe a week. And
it annoyed me that like it went up that high, that it was such a big conspiracy in order just to get this guy off. Like he didn't do it, but like look at this huge conspiracy that put him here.
What annoyed me was the way they brought evidence. They got in a fight at Viola Davis's house, and they knocked down some papers, and Bennett ends up finding the paper, and he's like, oh, I know this, and that's how they crack it open.
Oh, look, I found it with my face.
And I didn't know it to be so much, like, really? Come on, man, come on. And then that's what got me mad, because I was like, oh, here we go with this episode. But then Viola Davis shut it down with her speech, not giving a fuck in that state, or in that court.
Yeah, which I kept waiting for, like, a reveal that, like, that guy was her brother or something. Like how passionate she was about it, 'cause she like didn't care this much about anyone else before in the series.
It's just I guess because this is one of her first cases. And
he's black.
That too. Hey, that too. I'm putting that aside. That too. But yeah, it was a really emotional part, and him getting
it was
the...
also ridiculous too.
Huh?
It was also ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, her overruling the judge, like that's not gonna happen, blah blah blah. But it was really exaggerated. But it was just awesome to see her speak like that. If she's gonna speak like that, it has to be powerful, right? No, it can't just be like eye rolling or anything. It was just she gave it her all.
I guess. I was definitely expecting that you can't handle the truth.
You can't handle the truth. Doesn't beat that.
It doesn't beat that. That was the thing too. It's like, look at how Tom Cruise played it, Viola.
Oh man, I gotta watch
that
scene.
That's how you do it.
Best scene of all time. Well, one of top five.
Yeah, it's a contender.
Like you don't really have to even watch the whole movie. You can just watch that scene and just get the gist.
And I have
done it several times. Yeah, I mean, just to reveal, like when they ruled in favor of him being taken off death row and everything. It was really emotional. Did he get choked up? Did he get a little allergies there? No?
Oh, yeah. It got me super choked up. And that's when, as it was happening, as I felt myself gasping for air because of all the emotions.
All the allergies.
I also saw myself thinking, like, why, though? Like, it was like, this is...
Because he knew it was coming.
Yeah. It's like, this is so fucking predictable, and yet you sold it pretty well. Like, especially, like, the actor who was playing that guy. He sold it really well.
Yeah, it's good. Good acting in this episode.
Yeah. So cute. Well, good acting from certain actors.
Just
this
two.
Episode, anyways.
And
I was surprised. I was pleasantly surprised that our boy, who likes to fuck boys, didn't like just fuck boys the whole episode.
No, he didn't. The mystery behind this, like behind all of these cases, like the main case, and then the case of the week, and then we had the one where we're trying to figure out who killed Viola Davis's husband. That one actually got pushed forward too, finally, right?
I felt like there was more elements that were introduced, like a lot more.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah, no, it was definitely great. There was some progress on that front. Also, I feel so sorry for Bennett.
Oh, yeah, because he's banging that blonde chick, yeah.
Well, I guess, but just it's like
excitement. Is that why we're feeling sorry for him?
Not so much that he's banging here, but like his excitement to do that. Like how he was like, oh, what, mm-hmm. you're going to come over? Like how so excited he was. Like pumped up, like then surprised. Like, oh, yeah. He seems so psyched. And, like when he got the trophy too, it's just like, huh. He seems to be sweeter than he's been I guess shown before, as they've like shown him to be, and so it's nice in that way. But it's also like, you're a little like childish, like all around, just childish, not just in a bad way. But yeah, it was. Would you say it was a good episode though, Jesse?
Yeah. I'd say it was a good episode. I didn't see the rest of the episodes before this one, I'd probably say, yeah, this is a good show.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I guess that
it bought me for another week, I tell you that.
Oh, it should buy you for at least 2 more weeks.
So I was ready to quit.
I would think so.
I was close.
All right. Well, I think that's it for How I Met Your Mother. How I Met Your Murder. How to Get Away with Murder. And that leaves us with The Legend of Korra. Apparently, Jesse forgot entirely what happened in this episode that he just watched. There was a mech fight, Jesse.
There was. Remember that.
Pretty cool. She did the thing.
Yeah.
She really did the thing.
Did the damn thing.
Did the thing, and then she betrayed Varric, and he didn't want the thing to happen. But they're going to do the thing. I think the thing there is torture, but I'm not sure. So, what happened, essentially, Korra busts on the scene, because Kuvira comes up, and she has her huge-ass army.
In jail.
What's up?
What? You know that Tupac lyric in California's Love? Fresh out of jail, California dreaming. Assuming I step on the scene.
Are we talking about Korra or Kuvira? Which one are we talking about?
Korra. Mm. Stepping on the scene, yo.
Yeah, although with her Earth Kingdom clothes or whatever, she still looks a little scrappy, I would say. Not very Avatar-y. But yeah, she pretty much popping up to say like, yo, what is up? What is going on? Because essentially Kuvira's like, hey, you're part of the Earth Kingdom, and that means you're part of my Earth Empire. So you either get down or you lay down.
Yeah.
And they said no.
Oh, no.
And it was revealed in this episode that apparently, I don't know why they didn't already take Zafu, because apparently her security force is gone. They joined Kuvira like 3 years ago. Shit.
Jeez.
Good job.
Also, the jig is up. Well, I mean, like, what's that dude, goofy kitty guy's name?
Milo. You're talking about Bolin.
Bolin, yeah. Bolin and the scientist dude, they finally realized that, hey, homegirl's crazy.
She's crazy! Yeah.
This whole time, they just finally realized.
Yeah, which is...
And that kind of annoys me.
It is a little annoying that, like, really, guys? I think Bolin's seems a little more, like, well, yeah, because... I think I worded that wrong. His seems a little more believable just because he was only really exposed to the positive stuff where they roll into town. Here's all the free shit. Like, we're helping out people. Great. Let's go. You never thought what happens. Like, what happens when you leave? Oh, I guess we never have been back to a place again. Huh. And that's when they say, yeah, well, as soon as you leave, like, shit falls apart. You pretty much just get resources from them. It's like, oh no. And then Varric, on the other hand, was it in this episode where he's choked out? Where she holds it, like, where she busts him out the back and, like, holds him over the train tracks.
Yeah, because it wasn't the last episode.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool, where she's, like, force-choking the fool. That was some... She's cold, dude. I don't know how she got so cold.
Yeah.
She seemed nice when she saved, not Unalaq, the other one. Korra's dad.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen now.
You know what's going to happen?
What happened on the last bit of the episode?
So Korra goes, because, all right, so she tries to intervene, and they're like, no, not going to happen. So then Korra goes to talk to Kuvira, and Kuvira's like, hey, you know, I just want her to roll over because I'm doing what's best. And Korra's like, maybe you are. Like, maybe that is the best course of action for them to just sort of give up the place. And so she goes back, although I think to me it was just like Korra's realizing, oh, shit, I'm going to have to fight her. But let me pretend to still be peaceful. And so she's going to, as a show of good faith, like, Kuvira's like, okay, for the next, I won't do any. At first it was like, I won't do anything for 48 hours or 24 hours. And then when Korra talks to her, it's like, all right, I won't do anything until I get the message back, what she says once you talk to her. And so she goes back to go and talk to her, and she finds out, oh, wait, she took her twin sons to go assassinate Kuvira. And it's like, oh, shit, okay, great. And then that's how the episode ends, and shit's gonna go down.
Shit's about to go down.
So So they're going to try to splinter cell their way to Guevara. And I'm saying it wrong. I wish I could remember how they say it in the show. They're going to try to splinter cell their way to her, but she's going to be ready for them. You think any of the three are going to die?
Korra.
What? No, not... I meant... what's her name? Not Lin. Su Beifong? Su Yin? And her twin sons.
Yeah. Su Yin.
I don't know if it's Su Yin either, but yeah, Su. Yeah, I expect her to die. And, yeah, I wonder what's going to happen then, though. Because there's no... that's a big army. Korra can't fight that army. I don't care how badass she is. Like, she can't do it. But I don't know who would help. No. Would it be...
And she's not there yet.
Maybe Zuko, the Fire Nation? They've sort of been... Like, we haven't really seen anything from them this whole series. I don't know who else could really, like, help. Like, it doesn't seem like Republic City really gives a shit.
Nope.
Like, they never help anybody do anything. They just ask for all the help.
Kind of like, and I'm just kidding. They're kind of like United States right now.
We do everything for everybody.
Do we though? We do some wrong stuff though.
Oh yeah. Well, you gotta break a few eggs, Jesse.
Make an omelet.
Make a goddamn omelet. You don't like our freedom omelets anymore, Jesse? Then get out.
Get out.
Yeah. But yeah. So that was Legend of Korra, and I am super pumped for next week. I did expect, I think you did expect, like, all right, shit was gonna grind this week. But I understand at least that they try to have Korra approach things differently this time around, instead of just like, I'm gonna like, you don't do this, I will kill you. Like, that's usually her go-to move for stuff, and it usually doesn't work. So I just appreciated that she tried to do something different, even if it wasn't a very good attempt at trying to do something different.
Right.
Yeah, or at least it wasn't the right time to do it, because, like, this situation was already pretty fucked when you got here, Korra. So yeah.
Kill your dog.
Yeah. So are we doing TV for the week?
No, I got a... Gotham.
Oh, that's right. You watched Gotham.
Yeah, Gotham.
Instead of watching Snowpiercer. So tell me about Gotham.
It was actually a very enjoyable, entertaining episode. They got away from the villain of the week, they're made up villains. Although they did have this one guy come in named Victor something. He was by far the most entertaining villain they had. Crazy and all that. But they got back to the mob stuff. Penguin was awesome in this episode. He actually walked around, like, used his umbrella as, like, a, you know, a cane, and, you know, he did some Penguin shit. Like, he killed his mob dude, stabbed him, gut him, and all that shit. He bought his guards off of him. It was really cool. The one thing that you can roll your eyes on is, like, this one part in the episode when Gordon's in the police station, and, you know, like I told you last week, they arrested him because they thought he killed Penguin, but the Penguin shows up at the police station, and... Like, oh, no, he didn't kill Penguin, apparently, so they can't arrest him anymore. And then, so everyone's, like, kind of, like, looking at Gordon because he was supposed to kill Penguin because the mob told him to and everything, and everyone is really, like, corrupted with the mob. They try to protect themselves, so they all look at Gordon looking like he messed up the program. So he's at the police station, and then the dude I was talking about earlier, Victor, he shows up, and he's like, I want Gordon, blah, 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 bring Gordon to me. Gordon shows up, and then they're like, come on, you gotta go to Falcone, and he said, oh, don't worry, I'm not gonna kill you, because he said to take you in alive, blah, 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 but he wouldn't go, and so they started having a gunfight in the middle of the police station. That's the only part you could roll your eyes at.
The gunfight in the middle of the police station?
Yeah.
Well, I saw Assault on Precinct 13. It can happen.
I know, but it's just like, and it was so funny because, like, Gordon was like, you're gonna shoot me in front of like 60 some cops in here, and he was like, and then Victor was like, leave now. And they all left.
Wow.
The wackest police force ever.
Yeah.
I would be so mad if it was Gordon. I'm like, fuck these guys. They all left him.
Dude, this show sounds ridiculous.
Nah, it was good. The mob shit is cool. Like, you know, the little chess game they have. You know? Mm-hmm. And Penguin's still moving all the pieces. And the whole time he's working with Falcone, and everyone's trying to take down Falcone, but Falcone is like, he's not worried about everything. He's tripping, like, Jada Pinkett Smith out and some other dudes out. And, you know, like, the reason why he's not worried about anything, because he knows everything, because Penguin's working for him. And Penguin's telling him all these secrets. So, I don't know. It was just an entertaining episode. I wasn't annoyed. I wasn't mad. And didn't bother me. What I am annoyed though is I read a report that they're gonna bring in Scarecrow, and I'm like, yeah, Scarecrow, because Scarecrow is one of my favorite villains in Batman. But he's just gonna be a kid.
Another kid, huh?
Yeah, I'm just like, why are you guys doing this show in the first place? I don't understand. You guys really made a show about Gordon. It's ridiculous.
What? That's what they sold it on.
Oh my god! No, not the commercials. Prior, it looked awesome. But it was just like, no, like, they really made a show about Gordon, and, like, why are you guys doing the show in the first place? I don't understand.
I thought you liked the OC.
If you guys can't do the I like the OC. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, that's Gotham. Again, is this one of the, like, How to Get Away with Murder, Grace Point, and Gotham all had good episodes so far, where if you were to watch it, like, out of nowhere, just one day, like, hey, I want to watch Gotham, or I want to watch these shows, you probably would enjoy it. But if you watched it prior, you'd probably have been like, finally, finally.
But if you were to watch, if you were to just jump in, then you should be like, what the fuck's going on here? I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, but if you're just like me, I could do that. I've done it before.
I know you've done it before at the worst times. I've heard of that.
At the best times, if you,
fuck you.
If you really want to be particular, like,
no, you can't. That's, you took the power out of those moments. You took the power out
of
the moment.
No, I did not. I felt the moment. I felt the power. I felt what's going on.
You should have felt
I that. Don't know how, but I was like, oh yeah, Walter White, I guess his all his money's gone. Oh no, Skylar, she gave away the money. Oh shit. Or is Sherlock, oh my gosh, Sherlock's dead. God, no. What's going to happen? Oh no, he's alive.
Fuck you, Jesse. Fuck you so hard.
Or Red Wedding. Oh man, they killed all his family. Oh, what is going to happen now?
God damn you, Jesse. God damn you.
It's me.
Anyways.
I should watch this show.
You're those people who somehow, like, how did these people keep, like, the finale was the highest rated episode. What does that even mean? How did that happen? Some guy just tuned
people
in and
like
watched
me.
It. What? Why would you do
people
that?
People like me. Why good would... for you, man. You witness history.
I looked at the front cover and just read the last page.
Mm-hmm.
That seemed good enough.
It's my life. should we get into movies? You watched Planet of the Apes, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Yes, I did. I think you watched it, too.
I did, and it was awesome.
It was great.
It was just ridiculous fun. The only bad thing I have to say about it is that it was way too predictable than I thought it would be.
Where's James Franco?
Not that. Dead, right? We had to assume
that's what
dead.
I assumed, too. And I got sad. Like, wah. Caesar killed James Franco.
Yeah, Caesar, is he not the greatest leader since Martin Luther King?
No, he's not. He's actually not a very good leader at all.
I thought he was a pretty awesome leader.
He was like too isolationist and like too naive. Like
he just has a presence.
Oh yeah, definitely. But that's because of Andy Serkis, and he's so great. He should be getting Oscars. Where's Andy Serkis's Oscar, Jesse?
I feel like they should. I feel like these monkeys should get an Oscar.
And they're all Andy Serkis. No.
What?
And they're all Andy. They're all played by Andy Serkis.
I feel like these monkeys should get Oscars, like best supporting actor, best actor. Because let me tell you, this show or this movie relied heavily on monkey dialogue, and man, I was just engaged the whole time.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad that they didn't use subtitles when they're just signing like shit to each other.
I got the subtitles on my movie.
Oh, that you got subtitles that told you what they were saying?
Yeah.
You idiot!
Yeah.
You can disable those.
I don't, because I don't know what they're saying.
Ah, oh, just.
There's a grip half of the movie where they're just sign languaging, and no, dude, no.
It was God, an artistic choice. That was
God,
the point.
No.
Damn you, Jesse.
No, don't want to. I know what they're saying. And it was really funny reading the dialogue and all that. It's funny. Like him going to Maurice, the orangutan. Like, another son, huh? And Caesar's like, yeah.
He fucks bitches, man.
Awesome. Do you think about the humans? Sometimes. Yeah, it's like Kobo only seen the awful, the evilness of them. And that was the whole thing about this whole show. Just like Caesar knew both sides. You know what I mean?
Right.
He knew both sides of the story.
Right.
But Kobo was like the only dude who was like tormented and tortured and all that.
But yeah.
Like, just like Caesar was like, no, dude, like there's some good people out there. Kobo was a little bitch, though.
At what point? When he used the gun?
Just every point. Every point. Just all like, yeah. When he assassinated Caesar, I thought he assassinated for him for real. Like I thought he was dead for real. I was like, no, they didn't kill him like that. Really?
Yeah, you can't let him go out like that.
Just assassinated like that. It's crazy.
Yeah. No wonder you're talking about Martin Luther King, Jesse.
I'm calling it assassination because it was. It was a full blown assassination. There's gonna be a Caesar Day. Telling you.
Yeah. You know, I was... I liked how Kobo, like, A, got out of that warehouse of guns in the first place, where he pretended to,
mm-hmm.
you know, to be the full monkey that people, you know, think of. And then where he essentially used that again to kill those two dudes. That was pretty sweet. I had to mute it because I was like, uh-oh, shit's about to go down and I don't want to... I was expecting a jump scare the way he was going to do it. Luckily, it wasn't too bad. I thought it was going to be worse, but it was still, like, fuck.
There wasn't a lot of Gary Oldman that I would like. Gary Oldman is awesome.
Yeah, but
he was just there for like 15 minutes.
Yeah, he wasn't really that necessary.
No,
I expected there to be more of the death, like, because you know at the end of the first Planet of the Apes, or the first of the reboot, it was a credit stinger where they showed the disease spreading, and that's pretty much all we saw from it. Like, the beginning of this is essentially the same sort of thing, like, sort of repeated again, and just shows, like, and then, like, most people died. Like, almost everybody just died from it. And I was hoping to see if nothing else, like flashbacks or something, do that time. Just as for some cool visuals or anything.
I gotta say, I like the whole simple plot. Like, just the whole thing was just the humans just needed to do, like, get to the dam and fix the dam so he could get energy. That was pretty much the whole story, right?
Right.
And shit popped off. But I like that. He kept it simple. Same thing with Captain America in the second one. He kind of kept it simple. It wasn't the movie we just watched.
They didn't keep it simple at all in Captain America. Their thing was, we're going to kill everybody. That's... What?
What was it? Days of Future Past. That's what I meant. Sorry. It was some super... X-Men. It was just simple. They had to stop Mystique from killing the dude.
But the consequences of it weren't simple.
No, it wasn't, but it was just like that was the whole plot of the story. It's like they had to keep her from killing the dude.
Yeah.
Same thing here, like they just had to fix the dam, but then shit popped off.
Right, I can see that. Although I'm surprised that, like, it seems with Days of Future Past, they could have, if they wanted to, they could have just said, or we can just take things now. We can take over now and just prevent it from happening.
Yeah.
Like, we'll take the governments by force. Yeah, we can do that. Which, I guess that's sort of what Magneto tried doing.
Yes, that's what he did. The director, Matt Reeves, he did an awesome job. One scene I gotta talk about is when Kova gets on that tank when they're attacking the city and stuff.
Cool.
And just they had the camera behind him, and it looks like a video game, kind of, like a first-person shooter or something.
Yeah.
That part was insane.
That was pretty cool.
you knew they thought it was cool because they had that shit for like 2 minutes.
Oh, hell yeah, it was cool.
Like, you're gonna see this.
Or even him, like, so, with the horse and stuff. Yeah. Around kicking ass. Like, yeah, it was just cool. Just really cool.
The music was dope too. Like, I like the score,
mm-hmm.
and the moaning and the wind in the background and all that. Just when shit's about to pop off, it's just, I love it.
Yeah.
The ending, like the whole battle between Kova and Caesar.
It's weird.
Kind of crazy.
It's a little weird to me. I was like, none of y'all gonna do anything, huh? That's how it's gonna be. All right.
But and then when they blew up the building and everything, and then Koba, or he finally beats Koba, and then the white guy, that's what I'm gonna call him, the white guy. He was he comes in, he's like, hey, no, they have an army coming here. You have to get out of here. And she's like, nah.
No,
they're totally dead, right? The monkeys.
Nah,
there's no way.
They're gonna go underground. Just hide underground. Hide in the sewers.
I know they're having a sequel after that. I'm just like, how? What? They're dead. Like, there's no way they're gonna
and
win.
I don't even.
They shouldn't even won most of the fight anyway, because they didn't even have guns.
Right.
They're just shooting guns everywhere.
Right. You know what? I don't know if I believe that, because we never actually heard the army. They just said, "Oh no, yeah, it's super true." Like, when they were talking underground, it's like, "No, he's telling the truth." How do you know? Especially when, like, right before that scene, he's talking like they haven't made contact with anybody yet. The way he's speaking in the radio.
Yeah, I thought it was a bluff.
I'm pretty sure it was a bluff. Caesar was just like, I'm tired of this fucking white guy. Like, oh yeah, we know, it's cool, don't worry. See you later. Get out of here. Just leave.
Get out of here, white guy. You did your job. We're done.
Go.
We're cool.
Go, I hate you. Go.
If I ever see you in the streets, I won't kill you. I promise.
I'd have slapped shit out of you.
Don't let me see you in the streets, dog.
I don't know, man. I like that. You know, it's weird. You like the small scale of it. I was impressed by the small scale of it, that they decided to hold it back like that. But I just feel like, all right, let's get this fucking Planet of the Apes thing going now. Because I still don't, mm-hmm. like, all right, it's still not, it's like,
they're still not
it's
running
still
shit.
San Francisco, the Apes. When are we going to, I don't know, planet, continent, maybe, something?
So if you're like in a probably apocalyptic world, and then like you're in this rundown San Francisco, where it's just somehow still running, and a bunch of monkeys show up and Caesar just screaming at you. What do you think?
We're fucked.
You like, I?
Look at this. They're thriving and they're talking now. We are fucked, guys.
These monkeys just yelling at me in full words.
I wouldn't think, let's go kill them. It's like, no, fuck that. Let's go the other way. They're over there. Let's go this way then. Just,
they don't seem like the ones to fuck with. For real, though.
Yeah. That was the reaction. That didn't make any sense to me. They come and say, we don't want war. And the people are like, maybe we should go to war. Like, what?
We don't want to hurt you. That's what Caesar was telling them. We don't want to hurt you.
Pretty much, yeah. Like, you know, we're not going to be the ones to start this war, but we will be the ones to end it. And it's just like, all right, guys, can we chill out for a second here? Although, again, the white guy who, like, every time Caesar tells him to leave, he just, let me go back one more time. Let me just go back one more time.
Oh, no, did you see the Caesar the way he yelled at you? Nah, dog. I'm pretty sure you should eat your pants twice.
Yeah, you know, when that gorilla kept pushing him to the ground, I felt like that should have happened more often. Because it's like, dude, you're fucking up.
Oh, homeboy from Oz.
Oh, that's who he was. I was trying to think, who the fuck is this guy? I know him.
He's still fucking up.
He's such a piece of shit, dude.
He gets out of Oz, and now he's like still a piece of shit.
Just racist. Or yeah. Specious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although I don't know. How do you think? What's up?
I just hope the next movie, like the monkeys are running shit.
I want to see them get to that point, though. I thought that's what this movie should have been about.
No, but it's the dawn. It's the beginning.
So what's the next one? Because they already did Rise. Rise is what this one should have been. Like, they fucked up the titling so hard.
The next one, they're just saying it's called The Planet of the Apes.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
No, it's like full-blown. Planet of the Apes.
I can see that. If anything, I don't know. Because I know Battle for the Planet of the Apes is one of, like, the old movie sequels. But Battle does imply that it was already a Planet of the Apes, and then they're battling for it. And I just feel like there should be like some sort of implication of establishing this Planet of the Apes. Like, yo, we're here, and we're here to stay, apes. But I don't know, Jesse. I like the movie. That's what I was going to say. Our boy from Oz. About the way he went out. What do you think? Worth it?
It's kind of whack.
Does it suck that he went out that way? Should it have been worse?
No. I needed more. Like, that just COVID pounding on him. Like, I don't feel like... I don't know.
He should have been tortured a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt maybe it shouldn't have been Koba who did it, since he already hated humans. I felt like it might have been someone else.
Scaring a little monkey, man.
Yeah, dude. Well, I mean, I think we did that, though.
It's terrifying.
Like, that was us. Like, we made him look like that.
Yeah, he's terrifying.
Yeah, but... I don't like the after-credit stinger of, Koba might be alive still. Really, guys? Can you not do that, please?
Why?
You didn't hear the breathing over the end of the credits?
Is that what it was? I just thought it was they were showing off their sound effects, because that's what I always kept on talking about during the whole show or the whole movie. It's like, man, they have great sound effects. I thought that's what they were doing, showing off their sound effects at the end. I
was like, oh. Look at these cool sounds. No, I'm pretty sure that was like Koba, like having survived the fall, which I don't know if I'm down with, Jesse. I don't want to be down with that.
Nah, because that's a big-ass fall.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, monkeys talking, that's one thing, but... Come on, let's be realistic here, guys.
Come on, let's be real. Our black guy from Masters of Sex was in there.
Was he really?
Yeah, he was the one counting on the radio.
Oh. Wait, which black guy? The one who fucked Libby?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you, guy. Good for you. I'm still talking about Libby, but... Yeah, okay, cool. Cool, cool, cool.
So, out of 10, I give it an 8.
Out of 10. I work on a 100-point scale, so I'm going to give it an 8.5.
Out of 100?
Yeah. Oh, 80, 85.
I was like, what? I'm just kidding. I knew what you meant.
Yeah.
But, so I guess that's it for movies, since I didn't watch Snowpiercer.
Yeah, maybe you'll watch that for next week, huh? Huh? Maybe?
I will.
Jesse, please.
Do you have any music?
I did listen to music, although, because it's just an artist we've already had before, I don't really think there's really anything worth mentioning. As far as that goes,
like so you liked it.
I liked her. It was what's her name? I guess
FKA Twix. You just call her Twix.
Just call her Twix. Okay, yeah, Twix. I listened to her album, which was what, EP1, LP1.
LP1.
Yeah, and
2 weeks. It's a jam.
We talked about this a little bit before, but so many babies are gonna be born to that album. Not born, not born to it. Made, created.
Conceived.
Yeah.
Conceived.
Oh, man, because, you know, yeah, 2 weeks is the best. Like, it's just the hottest shit on that album. But there's a lot of songs that sound similar enough where it's like, I can still get down to this, though.
Before. Video girl. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Like, 2 weeks I'll have this whole routine to, but the others I can, like, I'll still get into this, though. Like, it's just 2 weeks will be the special moment that you'll see all the crazy moves. But yeah, because it's just, I don't even know how to describe it, because, like, what is she? Like, race-wise, what is she?
She's black, but she's British.
Okay, because in the first, like, the EP album covers, she looked white.
She's black, but she's British.
Okay. I don't know, is the British a weird qualifier?
Kind of.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Aren't these...
No, I'm
these,
just saying she's a British black.
These Brits, like, is there something going on in that country? Like, where they need to fuck more? Like, isn't Sam Smith, like, British too. Like, what the fuck's going on over there?
Maybe.
Oh my god, we gave them all our soul.
The Sandsman makes heartbreaking music. I don't know where you get the whole baby. He makes heartbreaking music.
He makes heartfelt music. He puts a lot of soul into it. I don't know, man. I'd feel like if someone came to my window with some Sam Smith, like, playing outside the jukebox, stereo box, whatever, stereo, like, yeah, I'll take you back, because Sam Smith told me to. You're in so much hurt right now, Sam Smith says it.
In my space, blotting on you. This jam, man. Still the jam. Kendrick dropped his music video for I, and it's a good music video, but the song is still
whack.
Still whack. Still wiggity wiggity whack.
Oh man,
he's really trying to make this happening. Like, he's not backing off.
I'm sad for us as a nation, Jesse. Why are our self esteem so low that, like, we need songs like this?
We need a rapper to tell us to love ourselves.
Yeah, it's like, really, guys? We really suck this much that, like, first we need a girl telling fat girls it's okay to be fat, and we need Kendrick telling us how great we are. Like, come on.
Taylor Swift,
Taylor Swift too. Check it off. It's pretty much all about that. The haters are just gonna hate. Just be cool.
I like her album cover.
What was her album cover?
I don't know. It's like a Polaroid picture. Handwritten. She writes something on in 1989. This is like a Polaroid picture of her in 1989. T Swift.
Was she born in 1989? She's like a baby then, right?
Yeah, dog. She feels like she should be older, right? No, she's 24.
She's not that old.
So that train wreck is coming, right?
What train wreck? What are you talking about?
Taylor Swift's train wreck is coming, right? Her meltdown.
Why would she get a meltdown? She's been successful.
I don't know. It's gonna happen.
She's not. Who did it happen to?
Britney Spears.
Yeah, when she wasn't successful. It didn't happen when she was successful.
Mariah Carey.
Didn't happen when she was successful.
Well, no, Mariah Carey did happen in the middle.
I think she stopped being successful. She had that bomb, and then she went crazy. She made Glitter, right? And then she went crazy.
And I think the crazy happened before Glitter.
Oh, was it before?
But no, yeah. I don't know. Taylor Swift can't be successful, like, forever, right? You know?
Tell that to Paul McCartney. And then apparently Prince was pretty good on SNL.
Yeah. Oh, man. People hate Chris Rock now.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's because of all those Grown Ups movies.
No, it's because, like, his jokes, his monologue.
It's old.
No, he joked about the Boston Marathon bombing, but he didn't necessarily joked about it, just used it, and then went another way, another direction, and people were sensitive about it. And then he joked about the new towers.
I see.
But the jokes were funny to me, man. I don't know. Maybe I'm terrible, but him saying that, like, he was like, in the Boston Marathon, isn't that, like, a terrible, tragic, just awful thing? Just 26 miles? I kind of run 26 miles. Like, if someone called me, I was like, hey, I need a ride. It's like, where you at? Oh, no, 26 miles away. And he was like, the new road chase. And he's like, they call them Freedom Towers. You might as well just call them I'm Never Going In There Towers. Because I'm never going in there. What does the new towers do now, duck? He was like, I got robbed on 46th Street 20 years ago. You think I'm going back there? No, I haven't been back there since.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Not bad. What is he promoting?
Oh, he has a new movie coming out that looks pretty good. Top 5.
Hmm. Is it your boy who you don't like anymore type of movie?
What do you mean?
Judd Apatow?
No, not really. I don't think so. No. It's like he wrote it, directed it, and all that. It's his movie.
Is it a comedy though?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'll definitely check it out. There hasn't been too many comedies this year.
So far on Rotten Tomatoes, based on 13, there are only 13 reviews so far, but it got some 92%.
That's pretty good, actually. If it was Adam Sandler, it would be pretty low. It'd be much lower than that.
But a bunch of people were in it. The commercial looks funny, or the trailer looked pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So
cool.
Yeah, he has that movie coming out.
Cool, cool, cool. Are you going to watch Interstellar?
Yeah, but at the same time, like, the hype kind of died out. I wish it was released 2 weeks ago, but now I'm just like, catch it some other time. I'm weird like that.
So you're not going to pay for it anymore, is what you're saying?
Yeah, if it came out 2 weeks ago, I probably would have been like, yeah, I'm there. But now it just feels like it's drawn out.
But what happens when people start talking about it?
Then I'm there. But based on, like, Rotten Tomatoes, they just said it's pretty good, but it's not as good as the movie thinks it is. You know?
Yeah, that's what I heard too. Which I don't know what it means, because I haven't seen a single thing about Interstellar. I don't know what it's about. I'm assuming space.
It's just that the world is dying, and then they have a wormhole, and then
no, shut up, Matthew stop telling me.
Gets a group of people.
No, shut up
who
though.
Go find another world.
I'm not
to
listening.
Live on. So yeah, that's it.
Is it done? Are you done? Yeah. Asshole. I don't want to know. Why is Matthew McConaughey tasked with this?
Because, I don't know. Why not?
Maybe he's going to repopulate the world. Get down with
Isn't
that.
That the way we want it?
I guess that is the way we win. but I,
all right, man.
Did you have any other music? Any more Drake tracks this week? He seems to release shit every week.
Yeah, because no one else is doing so. That just pretty much has everyone just.
Isn't Lil Wayne out of jail? But... can he be doing stuff again?
He's supposed to have his album drop in December.
That's gonna leak tomorrow.
Oh, you know what? I gotta listen to Big Crit's album, Catalactica, and I heard that's pretty good. So the album. But no Drake music. I don't know.
Oh, that's a shame.
I don't. Did you listen to the Drake music from last week?
No, I didn't even put it in the show. Because I did listen to Run the Jewels too, like all of it. And I liked it. I felt like I can't be on for as long as that album is when I'm not like not drinking. Like after the first five songs, I was like, okay, I get it. Like,
yeah, but you saw that stretch I was talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
That first, yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, it was
cool to
good.
Hear Zach De La Rocha too. Zach from, I don't know if you're down, if you like Rage Against the Machine, but I do. Rage is fun.
I just like that one song. You know the song.
That Godzilla song, right?
What Godzilla? No.
Yeah,
no?
The Godzilla song. Yeah, no, the Godzilla song.
Fuck you, won't do it, she told me.
Oh yeah, that one too.
That one. Yeah, yeah. That's, I mean, I really liked that one. I think it was in, like, Grand Theft Auto or something, and I was super down with that. I killed so many people to that song.
Did Grand Theft Auto come out yet?
They
have first shooter. It's insane.
They have first person mode, yeah, in the new Grand Theft Auto. No, that's coming out, in, like, on the 20th or something like that, in, like, 2 weeks. And Jesse, where's that PS4? You got it?
No, I gotta wait till call it.
You gonna buy the PS4 bundle on Black Friday that comes to GTA 5? Jesse, you know you want it. Just do it, though.
I want to.
Do it, Jesse.
Oh, God. Want to, man.
I thought you were working more, Jesse. Just buy it.
Yeah, Rage Against the Machine did have Godzilla. That Godzilla song, No Shelter.
Huh. I've never heard of it. Never heard of it, Jesse. I have never heard of it. But, yeah, since you refused to buy a PS4, I don't know if I can really speak to you any longer. So I think that's been... Mix Noise,
it, right?
Episode 72.
It's been a good run.
Yeah, it was a good run, but Jesse, you fucked up one too many times.
I know. I'm a dick.
And an Okie, which is probably the worst offense you could commit.
Yeah, it is. All right, man.
Peace.
It's really too bad.